I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. I'm delighted to welcome back two of the fine young artists from our community. Chloe Harville will be playing violin, and her brother Nolan Harville will be playing guitar in a very solid piece of 20th century music out of Venezuela, Astor Piazzolla's The History of the Tango. First of all, it's good to see you both again. You've both been here before. Happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Let's hear a little bit about what's happening. Chloe, you're out of high school now, and?
Yes, I have just graduated, and I'm going to be going to Liberty University in the fall to pursue a violin performance degree and global studies degree.
Very wonderful. Nolan, and you're still in school?
Yes, I'm still in high school, sadly.
Still studying?
Yes.
I think you were 14 the first time you came here. You're now, what, 16? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. And so I just finished my sophomore year, so I'll be a junior next year at Ravenwood High School. So I'm looking forward to that. I study with Richard Todd at Vanderbilt, and looking forward to continue doing that.
Excellent. Well, introduce this music by the great tango artist and master Astor Piazzolla, The History of the Tango. It covers some time.
Yeah, so The History of the Tango is basically a timeline of the tango throughout, you know, history. And it starts with the first movement. It consists of four movements. The first one is called Bordel 1900, and it showcases the tango in that style from that time period. And the second movement is the Cafe 1930, which displays the tango in a very calm and quiet environment. It's a slower movement, whereas the Bordel is a very quick and fast movement. And Chloe will tell you about the next year.
The Nightclub 1960 is probably what you would, when you hear it, you'll probably think of it more as a tango, something you dance to. It was played in the nightclubs. And the last movement, the modern day concert, it has a lot of modern influences, obviously, from Bartok to Stravinsky to Prokofiev. So I hope you enjoy.
So this is The History of the Tango by Astor Piazzolla, played live in studio by Chloe Harville, violin, and Nolan Harville, guitar.
Thank you.
That's great music by Astor Piazzolla called The History of the Tango, played live in Studio C by Chloe Harville, violin, and Nolan Harville, guitar. The four sections were Bordel, 1900, Café, 1930, Nightclub, 1960, and finally, a modern-day concerto or concert. Again, influence of Stravinsky and Shostakovich, whoever, in that last section. Music of Astor Piazzolla. I think that's the first time we've had the complete performance of this work live in Studio C, so thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Chloe Harville has graduated from high school, off to college in the fall, and Nolan, her brother, is 16, still in high school, and we look forward to having at least him back. If you're not in the area, Chloe, thanks for playing for us a couple of times.
Oh,
I appreciate it. Best of luck. Best wishes to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the future. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Well, it's June. That means the Governor's School for the Arts will be happening soon, and another opportunity for young artists to spread their wings. So next week, members of the Governor's School for the Arts faculty will be in with their own music and a little preview of what's coming up this summer for them. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee and the First Tennessee Foundation for supporting us here at Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C, and our thanks to our engineer, Carl Peterson, as well.